the Netziv speaks out, beginning of Parshas Va'era, there's the four Lashonis of Geula, which connect them and bring Arba Kosis. We drink Arba Kosis. There's the fifth Lashon of Geula, that connected that, there's what the Gemara speaks about, the Kos Chamish. Kos Chamish is a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. Our meaning is, we pour the Kos, we don't drink it. What we call the Kos Shel Eliyo. What are the Arba Lashonos of Geula? So we all know, hopefully, from kindergarten already, Vayitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokachti. What's the fifth Lashon of Geula? So, we grew up, generally, being told that the fifth Lashon of Geula is Vehivesim. Right? Didn't that the Gananet in kindergarten teach us? What's the fifth Lashon of Geula? Vehivesim. That's the Raven, says Isaiah. Vehivesim. Because the Maisa, the Shleimus, which it's true, an idea that the Shleimus of the Geula was coming to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in the Dayenu, what's the last thing we Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on? Ilu Eitzim Yisrael, Lesa Be Meshvat, Lesa Be Eloyeyem. Then in each one, say Dayenu. It's the fifth one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Bon Alonu, it's Beis HaBechira. And that's what we talk to say later on the Bracha. Right before Lefikach Malcham Lehoidah. The Shevach and Eidah, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is on. It's taking us out of the Mitzrayim, bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, in the Binyan Beis HaBchira, and then the Broch of Geula, Asher Gol, and God was saying, we daven, we should be Zoyche, Noem Alephonim, Shiru Chadosho, we should be Zoyche to be Makrim, Korbonis in Beis HaBchira. Dai, of course, the ultimate purpose of the Geula, and the Shleimus, the full Geula was, Lokachti Eschem Li La'om, and the Shleimus of being the Am Hashem, was being Am Hashem in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Vehi Vesi Eschem. The Netziv learned that the fifth Lashon of Geula is not referring to the Vehi Vesi. The fifth Lashon of Geula is Lokachti Eschem Li La'om V'yisi lochem le'elokim V'yedatem ki ani Hashem le'elokim Hamoitzi eschem mitach asivos Mitzrayim. The fifth Lashon of Geula is the Yedatim Keri Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Geula was on four levels, and then there's the fifth level. The fourth level is, the highest level is the fourth is what? V'lokach Yeschem Li La'om. But there's something much more, which is the fifth Lashon of Geula. That you should achieve a madrega ruchnis to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a level that Yedias Hashem and Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the mitzvahs of your life. Yedatim Kani Hashem. Now that's a madrega which Lakach Yeschem Li La'om and all the four lashonos of Geula that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fifth Lashon Geula is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fifth Lashon of Geula, it's available for us. It's available to Shtayim. V'hitzeisi was Bal Korchom, or V'yidin also. Wasn't together with our Bechir Chofshi, so to speak. And those who didn't want to go, Nebuch died over there. There was no Jew was left behind. If he didn't want to come out, he died. Yitzalti eschem na'avid yisom. Galti eschem b'zuyam tu b'shvotim gedoylim. V'lokachti eschem li la'om was also not with the Bechir Chofshis. At the end of the day, Kof Elam Harki Gigis also. We became Am Hashem. Yes, we stood in, we said Nasiv Nishma, and all of it. But Be'etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu אם לא בחיים השפוך הם לא יחלכם also. לעצם נציז דה ורם השם doesn't have a continuous בחיר החופשס. A Jew is internally bound and connected as being the Am Hashem. The fifth kois is connected to the fifth lashon of Geula, which is a reshus, so to speak, because it's up to the bechir chofshis of a person, whether he himself will achieve that madrega. V'yedatem, with Sarah Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fifth lashon of Geula is, I will give you the opportunity of dveikus in ruchnius, that yediyas Hashem should be your life itself. Push it to you. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Amo yitzias from itach hasidus mitzrayim. That's the fifth lashon of Geula. It's poshut that even according to the Ravid who learns that the fifth lashon goes the ve'evesi. But the real geulah, what's the tachlis of the ve'evesi eschem? The binyan beis abchira, the opportunity of tremendous iskarvus, coming to Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous tool of being able to live in a gashmius, so to speak, world, being in a matzav of dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continuous hashgacha pratis. That's the mind. Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous spiritual mind to it. It's person is able to achieve dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu like no other country, like no other place. A person can... Eretz Yisrael uplifts the person to live a life of yediyas Hashem. Benkach and benkach, the idea is the same. Even if the fifth lashon of Geula is vehevesi, or if the tachlis is, the tachlis hanetzis is, that the shleimus ha-Geula is being able to achieve this madrega of yedatem keni Hashem. But that's in the Tzifrat. It's a reshus. What does it mean it's a reshus? The fifth kois is not a chiyuv gomur because there is a mokum for a person's bechir in the fifth lashon of geula. We're given the opportunity, but it's up to us to make that choice. Now, as we go through this parasha, also, I'll be mekatzu now. I'll speak beis Hashem more on Shabbos a bit. Ubenkach ubenkach. We have to appreciate. Yetzias Mitzrayim was and is the greatest tool to connection to Yediyas Hashem. As I spoke out last week, I think I spoke this out last week. I mentioned the Medrash on how the Arba was speak about the Medrash, how the Arba was made shalom between Kush and Mitzrayim. Name? I'm getting old. Very unique medrash. We find the medrash says that there was a war between the Mitzrim and Kush. Kush is the southern border of Mitzrayim. Is Kush, Adayim, and was a. Big war for many, many years between the Mitzrayim and the Kushim. Where's the border? Came. There was two Makis that came and made shalom between them. Shigbar Tzfardeya, that the Tzfardeya would bechol the Gvul. The Medrash says that it made shalom between the Kushim and the Mitzrayim because they saw. They came up till the border was Ein Shtik Tzfardeya, and then weiter, they never crossed the border. Neidach, steht dieselbe Sache, the same thing steht bei Arbe. Arbe also. Arbe was cholert mit Schrein, aber it went up till the border, till Kush. Famous word to the Chibinurov, a ganze Chadgat, it went between the Chibinurov and Briskurov. Someone asked the Briskurov, why would there. The Medrash says it twice, also by Tzfardeya that it made Shalom, and also by Arba. If they made Shalom ready back by Tzfardeya, what happened by Arba? Why did they need the next time to make Shalom? Didn't they make Shalom back in the past? With the cash. He went to Nuz the Shabina Rav, Ga'an and Goyim, Kadosh Yisrael. And so he told him, very posh, they set the borders, became the Borod, in between, knocked down the borders, and they weren't able to see where the borders were. Psh, he had such enough from the tshuva, raising that back to Briskerov to tell him what the Shabina Rav said. So says, psh, a good gedank of the Nusach of Briskerov, which everything had to have a right, he says, of it, as that tears that stain, needs a makar. First of all, goes running back to the Shabina Rav. That Briski Rav had gesagt, that's a Gewalt Keter, it's what he needs, that's a Makar. So it's a Makar, it's a Posh, it's a Posh, 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 Kuvov is the midbar. Kuvov here. Nosan gishmei and borod. Eish lovers ba'artzom. Vayach gafna mutei nosom. Vayishaber eitz gevulom. Where's your pasuk? Vayishaber eitz gevulom. It's Sugi Gank and Leuf and running back to Briskerov. Shabin Rav says to him, first your pasuk. Briskerov looks, he says, Azay Dachman Zog and Tillim. That's the right way to say it to him. Ich frage a Kash. I want to ask a Kash. There's a world war going on between Kush and Mitzrayim. Comes a Makas Tzvardei or Makas Arbe, whoops, they make Shalom. Why? Because it's right there, show them where the Gvul was. The Arab shows them where's the Gvul. What's this Psha? Nowadays, there's a world war going on between Germany and France, and some Marcus Arab will show up and show, they'll make Shalom between them because the Arab showed them where the Gvul was. Yetzias Mitzrayim steht auf dem Makkels wie Yodim Mitzrayim Kani Hashem. The Makkels were given to teach the world, and the Pasuk says, wie Yodim Mitzrayim, the Mishrim will know that Ani Hashem, I control and I run this world. The Makkels taught the world Emunah. With the Makkels Arbe, Sikivarin Shalom. When there's a true emuna, even the Mitzri, even the Kushi, doesn't give in Mitzray, doesn't give in the Makis. That's the whole purpose of the Makis. Worship Sukkim. Sukkim say over and over, the tachlis of the Makis are to teach us emuna. And not just to teach us emuna, to teach the Mitzrayim emuna. Kriyas Yam Suf Pesukim Shomu Amun Yirgozum Chiloch Az Yoshvei Ploshes. We're so mufka from emuna in a true way. The world is so mufka that it's hard for us to believe that they hear the news what went on by Kriyas Yam Suf and they all begin trembling. Kipshutai. They realize Yeshu the King of Israel. There's a tachlis, Ani Hashem, Nem L'shalim Schar, Schar, Oynesh. There's a ganze, Akadosh Baruch Hu runs the world.
They saw a makkah and they learned the lesson. State.
Paroi is dead.
But be'etzem, the talus of the makkah was v'yod mitzrayim. Let the mitzrayim learn in dar her. And it made shalom between them.
Only later we find that came Amalek Yimach Shemoy, and he was Makayar the Abat Yirei Tachas. The Moshul of Chazal is that what that he was an Abat Yirei Tachas. Everyone was afraid to touch the Jews. Oitzi Eschan, they left Kamimius, became a Skufo, Am Hashem.
Kadosh Baruch Hu's name was Nizgala to the world in a tremendous way. V'yodah Mitzrayim Kenashim was the world learned in Shtayg Ben Amun in a tremendous way. It was only Yimach Shema Amalek who came later, he was Makar the Ambatia, the Hashpa on the world.
He cooled it off, that effect.
Aber for a Yid, for a Jew, we say Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, twice a day. We have the chazer boyke v'erev. It's part of our kabbalah so malchus shemayim and kriya shema. Emes ve'emuna and emes v'yatziv. Mishul yomar emes ve'emuna emes v'yatziv lo yotze. Because we're lacking in kabbalah so malchus shemayim. We're mechazik ourselves in v'yadatim kani Hashem. A yid through proper darhering tis mitzrayim is able to uplift himself to klar yediyah. To live with Yedis HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Metzias of his no, it's his essence. Metzias Hashem is so poshetim. A Yid can shtag and reach the Madrigas of Yedatim Keni Hashem. Thus is Yetzias Mitzrayim, thus is the Makkis, and that's these weeks' parashiyas. Teach us the basic Yisoidus of Yahadus.
To be continued, I'll give a chance.